The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk fishing, hunting, great outdoors, sometimes firearms, and sometimes just old memories. Oh, the fireplace just came on. It must have dropped below 73 degrees in here, and it just automatically read the temperature and popped on. I love my gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Yes, indeed. We were talking to Tim, who was sharing a story, and as we had to leave him, he found his way into a strange stand, and his friend's stand, and he heard something crashing through the brush, and here was a nice buck coming his way. So he grunted, the deer turned and came towards him, and he shot, and then the deer turned and ran off, and in the distance he heard another shot. How am I doing, Tim?
Dead on.
Okay.
We're just talking about field justice.
So field justice, yeah.
Yep. Deer takes off over the hill. So I'm following him. I'm loading the muzzler again, just in case there was another deer he was shooting at. Come over the hill, go down a little bit. There's a deer laying there. There's a guy standing over the deer. I'm like, oh, man. So he looks at me and goes, I got him. He's mine. I said, well, what do you mean? He's like, well, he crossed onto our property, so he's ours. I said, whoa, cowboy. I said, I'll make you a deal. If there's two holes in that deer, he's yours. If there's one hole and the blood is right here, he's yours. But if there's one hole and that tracks all the way back to my stand, you got to help me drag him out. And we looked at it, and there was one hole, and it came right back to my stand. This deer almost killed us. We dragged him out maybe a quarter mile to the road. When we had him dressed out and weighed, he was 298 pounds. He's the largest deer ever shot on the Eastern Shore.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. When we had him hang up at the butcher, he literally, his head was hitting the ground and turned sideways. And all people were coming in for miles around to see the horse. That's what they call it.
What time of year? When was this? What year was this?
This was probably 2001. It was in Millington.
Okay.
Private property. And it was only a 9-point. But this thing was just, I had him mounted. And they had to put him on an elk frame.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how big he was.
Let me ask you a question. Sure. I remember a big deer being shot with a muzzleloader back around that time. That wouldn't have been a muzzleloader that you won from the Outdoorsman Radio Show, was it?
I wish it was.
Somebody won one of our muzzleloaders and killed a big deer with it. And I knew it was well over 200 pounds, but I didn't know if it was that one or not. But I'd heard about a giant deer. Biggest one ever recorded in Maryland was 369.
Yeah, it was a problem.
But that was live weight. That was live weight. So you were right up there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I was close, but I'll tell you know what? This is where the field justice comes in. They don't talk to you about this in hunter safety and everything else, okay? This is where you have to, two gentlemen have to make an agreement. Agreed?
That's right.
So you're sitting there, and you both have guns. So that changes it a little bit, not much. But you're in the field, you're by yourselves, and you want to be right for both of you. I thought I had made the right deal. When I came out and we hoofed him into the truck, and we were both sweating and almost dying from heart attack.
I'm sure.
I personally handed him the grunt call that I got that deer on. I said, now you go get yours.
And he looked nice.
He says, are you serious? I said, what am I going to do, use it again? I said, I got mine today. I'll go buy another call. And I thought that was amiable, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
I just thought I'd give you a heads up, and I love your show.
Well, I appreciate that. And, have you ever had the deer measured?
No, he's a small 9-point. He was never. I'd like to get his neck measured, because that would be really something. Because, like I said, he's on an elk frame. That was
get yourself a tape measure and wrap it around there. See what he is.
It was an experience that, like I said, you'll never forget. And but field justice.
Field justice.
You need to hear more of it, don't you?
I agree. No question about it. I've been on those. I've been on several hunts where, you know, there have been multiple shots fired at deer and somebody lays claim to it. And as a matter of fact, my first wife was a hunter. And her sister-in-law's second husband was also a hunter. And they double-teamed a deer one day. And it was, I don't know exactly what happened because I wasn't witness to it. She had shot the deer, we were tracking it, and he opened up on this deer, and I don't know how many times he shot. And when we got there, the deer was quite dead. And she was going to claim it. And I said, you need to look at that deer. She said, why? I said, because I don't want to claim it, and we don't want to eat it. As many times as this animal was struck, let him have it.
Yes.
So if you call that field justice or whatever you would call it, you know, we know who put the fatal hit on the deer, but we also know who, you know.
I can see you now. You can have the backstop.
Yeah, I just basically said, just calm down and let him take it. You know, just let him have it. So
I think, once again, I think there needs to be, you know, a lot of issues to be settled at the side of a road, or, you know, on where the property lines begin and end. We're still bad in women and young men and young ladies, where we could still negotiate a fair deal.
I agree.
In the field. You know,
well, you see, you gotta start with having the ethics implanted in your family early on before you take a hunter safety course. And I know that there is supposed to be ethics covered in hunter safety. I don't know to particularly cover that situation or not. I know safety is stressed more than anything. Identify your target, know your backstop, you know, don't shoot at a skylined animal, always point your gun in a safe direction, think that your firearm is loaded even if it isn't. You know, safety is a mechanical device subject to fail, that type of stuff, okay? But the ethics part, that's got to be implanted by family first, and expounded upon when it comes to hunting.
You're right.
Okay, so you have got to have an ethical heart going into this. It's not something that you can apply in the field that you learned in hunter safety.
There's a show on called Reacher. Just watch the whole series. And,
yes.
The thing I found out, and I think this is part of just good old hunter sense or good sense, is Reacher, the young lady gives him a handgun, and she turns around and he walks out of her front door and shoots a stump. And she says, why do you do that? He goes, you never take possession of a firearm that you don't personally know that works, or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Fires. And I remember years and years older hunters telling me that, because you never know. You're in the truck, you're at home, and you grab something off the wall, or somebody says, here, use mine.
Yeah.
No.
You gotta I hear you.
Make sure that thing works.
So look, that's right.
Have a great Saturday. And,
thanks for the story. That was great.
We got snow, so
yeah, we do.
It was a pleasure.
Nice talking to you.
Have a good one.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye. All right. Aaron, anybody on the line, buddy? Henry in Baltimore. We'll talk to Henry, and then we'll take our first break. Good morning, Henry. Hey, Alice, call back if you would. Thank you. Go ahead, Henry.
Yeah, the auction show, where's that located at? And when is it?
Which is that now, the auction?
Yeah.
The auction is in Parsonsburg.
And
I believe that's why Comico County on the way to Ocean City. The online auction is January 25th. That's a Thursday night, but it's online only. And you got to go to the website, amauctions.com. And then the live auction with the firearms is the next evening, Friday evening, January 26th. It begins at 5:03 at the auction facility, 8000 Esham Road, Parsonsburg.
Okay. What's that near?
Parsonsburg's? Below Salisbury or near Salisbury.
Oh, Salisbury, Maryland. Yeah.
I yep. All right, Henry.
I've been listening. Okay, all right.
All right, bye. Thank you.
All right.
Take care, bye. Bye-bye. There goes Henry. All right, well, since we started down that path, let's continue down that path. The 18th annual Firearms and Men's Night Out auction is 2 days this year, January 25th, 26th. AM Auctions in Parsonsburg, Maryland. You got to see amauctions.com. The first day is Thursday, January 25th, is coming Thursday at 5:03 p.m., and it's online only. It's on the internet only. At amauctions.com, you can sign into the website and go right to the auction. It's timed online bidding via proxy bid, which is a company that records your bid in real time and lets the auctioneer know that you are bidding. On the auction block, this coming Thursday night, thousands of rounds of ammo, knives, hunting, shooting, reloading accessories, and much more. 50-plus lots of plastic and cork hunting decoys to include Canada geese, mallards, black ducks, pintails, wood ducks, widgeon, motion decoys, and others. You can preview that at the auction house on January 22nd, that's Monday, 2024, from 4 to 7 p.m. Then Friday is the preview for the second night, Friday the 26th, 2024, from 4 to 5 p.m. As always, visit the website amauctions.com. For more information, you'll be glad you did. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're getting ready for fishing season. Hunting season's about over, but we've got plenty of waterfowl season left, so why not think about maybe your gun's not working right. Maybe you need to go to get it fixed somewhere, or maybe you're just thinking about, I'm tired of this. I like my pump action, but it's time to retire it. Well, let me recommend the BPS Field Model Pump Action Shotgun from Browning. It's a newly designed stock with a new look. It's got a larger trigger guard. Comes in a matte blue finish and a forged machined steel receiver with bottom ejection, which is important for waterfowl hunting, for any kind of hunting. Bottom ejection is great when that empty shell comes out, goes out, hits the ground, doesn't go out to the side. Satin finish walnut, pump action, all with superior fit and a new checkered surface. Synthetic stock models are available if you prefer. The Maxis 2 in Auric Camo is new. It was new last year for 2023 with a reliable gas-operated autoloader shotgun with additional enhancements to improve performance. Composite stock with a soft flex cheek pad. It's got an inflex recoil pad and oversized controls. This is for the waterfowl hunter who's hunting in the cold, hunting in the rain, hunting in the wind. The oversized controls helps when you have a glove on your hand. features new Browning Auric concealment camo, which is pretty cool looking camo. That's the Maxis 2 camo autoloader. Take a look at these two and all the fine Browning firearms at Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. Lansdowne, Halethorpe, 21227 is the zip. You figure it out. They've been around since 1957, 410-242-6108. 242-6108, open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. It's Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Oh, that's me. Sorry. Yes, I asked Aaron to pause for a second while I tell you about Hearth America Backyard Billy's. Yep. You have a beautiful fireplace, you know, that hole in the wall in that room over there that, you know, you never use. Well, yeah, it's pretty, but you don't use it. So what good is it? Well, I recommend filling that hole with a gas or a wood or a pellet fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Why not? We did that. We had a fireplace here in the back room. It was had a brick surface on it and it, you know, just a bad looking fireplace. Well, it's gorgeous. Now it's all stone from the floor to the ceiling. It's got a nice hearth. It's got a nice mantle on it. And right in the middle of that at the bottom is this fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. It's an Enviro model, EX35. It's got a beautiful hammered steel frame around it. Firebox, nice big firebox. It's got, looks like, you know, logs in there. It's got, looks like embers in there. It's right in front of me. I'm looking right at it. Heat coming off of it is incredible. If you need supplemental heat, why not consider turning that old fireplace into something usable? Fill it up with gas, wood, or pellet insert. If you're also looking for supplemental heat, or maybe primary heat in these days, I don't know. The wood stoves and the pellet stoves are also available at Backyard Billy's. They carry Regency brand. They carry Enviro, and they also carry one called Morso, and some of them are good for tax credits. So why not check it out? Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They did the installation. They provide us with a friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We love the convenience, the beauty, the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert, and you will too. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom. They're open 7 days a week. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That phone number, 410-827-4500. Route 50, exit 44B, or right off Route 18 in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is your fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Dragging the line. All right, let's take the next caller there, Aaron. I believe you said that is Doug in Baltimore. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Well, it's been a while since I've called in and talked to you. But we have a couple of mutual friends, and I'm pretty sure one got in touch with you the other night.
Oh, yeah. Wendy. Exactly.
Wendy and Butch.
Yep, I know who you're talking about.
Okay, so you know who I am.
I do.
Okay. Well, I had the lovely opportunity to participate in the Gunpowder Sweet Air Hunt on Tuesday.
Okay.
And I did good, you could say. I got three deer.
Okay.
But I have it on good authority that the state of Maryland does not want to participate in managed hunts anymore.
Well, all right. I would assume someone as high as the assistant director, wildlife director, would have some supposition about that. He does not.
Oh, so you looked into it for me.
I did reach out.
Good. Well,
and not that he has heard. Let me read his text. Let me see here. Hold on. Do. Okay, here's what I said. Rumor mill circulating that the state is about to pull the plug on managed deer hunts, ? Nothing that I have heard. And then he said, keep me updated.
Good. Well, that's my main reason for calling in, because the person I got this from, and I will not name names to keep it safe.
Right.
Told me about this several weeks ago when I first got drawn in the lottery.
Uh-huh.
And he mentioned it again Tuesday, and I said, well, I think...
Is he the only one talking about it?
To me, yes. Let me put it this way. That's okay. All I know that he's talking about it. But his boss came out and told him that this will probably be the last one.
Okay.
And I asked him, I said, why? And he said, is it money? He said, no. He said, it's strictly politician, politically driven. I mean,
okay, you're talking Baltimore County. You're talking Baltimore County, right?
Well,
now wait. Now hear me out. Hear me out. You're talking gunpowder and sweet air, correct?
Yeah.
You're talking what? Manor Road, some of those areas up that way.
The only road that I can remember was green.
Okay, you're talking. You're talking high-priced real estate. You're talking politically influential neighbors, and you're talking about a delegate county senator and delegate county representatives in that area who will pay lip service to their constituencies. And this may have been discussed in a community meeting because we don't like hearing those guns going off, and we don't like people killing deer.
And they don't like having their fence eaten by deer either.
Well, you know, I understand that part. But, you know, people have all kinds of reasons for trying to accomplish something. And sound wildlife management usually isn't one of them. Sustainability of the deer herd, management of the population, out of whack buck to doe ratio, landowner complaints because their azaleas are getting eaten. There's all kinds of facets, and I've heard them, just about all of them, that come into play when there's a discussion about wildlife in Maryland. What is not understood is that the wildlife in Maryland is owned by all the citizens of Maryland. Okay? Farmers have got to understand that they don't own the deer on their property. These are free-range animals. They go from your property to the neighbor's property to the neighbor's property. Sometimes they're in the woods. Sometimes they're in the field. Sometimes they eat your crop. Sometimes they eat browse. Sometimes they eat your neighbor's crop. Sometimes they just live a natural life in the wild. And they don't belong to you because you own the property. They belong to the citizens of Maryland. Now, the argument can be made by the anti-hunting crowd that, you know, hunters are only 2% of the population of Maryland, and why should they have any place at the table at all? After all, we pay our taxes. Well, we have a place at the table because we're the only ones willing to voluntarily step up and manage the deer herd and actually pay for the privilege of doing that.
Agreed.
So I think your friend may have heard some scuttlebutt from the neighborhood who may have collared one of their local politicians and said, we're going to stop this hunt because we don't like the guns going off and we don't like dead deer. Just a thought. Just throwing it out there. Just an opinion.
I am just getting a hold of this, and I am looking into it, and I knew that when she got you the word that you would probably look into it for us.
And oh, I have.
We can help get the word out about it.
But, yep.
It's very disturbing to hear that they want to cancel a program that's been going on for over 30 years.
Yep.
Has no.
Well, and look, the deer population is probably under better control than that area, but I can remember hunting in that area at one point. And I quit counting at 50 deer in the field one time. You know, I'm deer hunting, and I'm waiting for the one to wander into range, and the neighbor's field actually next to me where I couldn't hunt had 50 deer in the field.
Tuesday morning, I was fortunate enough to have at least 12 deer in front of me when I chose the one I wanted to take, and after I shot at 4, saw 3 go down, 1 ran off. I sat there, unloaded my gun, waited for the rangers to come because I'd reached my limit.
Yeah.
And had I been able to take more, I would have been able to take more.
Right.
They stood there, and they were just, as you said, the population is way out of hand.
Sometimes.
And as we know on the hunter safety test, it says wildlife is, hunting is a manageable wildlife management tool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the only one.
But
the only one.
It's disturbing to know that for 30 years they've had this program going on. The rangers are excellent. Nobody has ever been harmed, to my knowledge, at one of these. And they want to cancel it because I don't like hunting. I don't like guns.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying to you. I mean, in that area, you know, like I said, high-priced real estate. And representatives who kowtow to their constituents. I'd have to find. I think I know who the senator is there. And if you can get me that, I can maybe help you out a little bit more on that.
Well, but, like I said, I'm just catching on to this and affirming it as of last Tuesday, and I'm starting to get the word out. If it's true, I hope it not.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. If it's not true and it's totally political and it's just a conversation that's taking place in a neighborhood or among a group of homeowners, you know, why propagate it?
True.
So, hey, listen, man, I appreciate the call. You have a great day, and congratulations on your successful management hunt.
Thank you, Alan. Talk to you sometime soon.
All right. You take care, buddy. Bye-bye. Let's talk to, now let's take a break. Then we'll come back and we'll talk to Lee, okay? We will talk to Lee. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 and East, and that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone, Firestone tires, they have Michelin, Yokohama, and all the others. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires to fit your car or your truck. I don't care how little or how big it is. It can be a tri-axle. It can be a Triumph. It can be a Mini Cooper. It can be a dump truck. It can be a tractor trailer. It can be a farm tractor or a garden tractor. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine from your backyard to your barnyard. If you own a trailer and you need tire repair, you need tires replaced on your landscape trailer, on your farm trailer, on your boat trailer, guess what? Spurry's has the tires to fit it, and your ATVs as well. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They have a 24-hour truck service if you call them, and they have more services than you can even name here in a minute commercial. That's kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin and all of our families, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. No appointment needed for tires. Call them, 410-822-7384 if you prefer. Stop by, hit their website, spurriestire.com, and that number once again, 410-822-7384. Spurry's Tire Service. Now, let me tell you about the auction. The 18th annual firearms auction and men's night out, 2 days this year. The second day is going to be next Friday, January 26th. It's at 5:03 p.m. It's a live auction. It's going to be conducted at the A&M Auction Facility, 8000 Esham Road in Parsonsburg, Maryland. That's right. A&M Auctions, Parsonsburg, Maryland, 8000 Esham Road. That one, Friday night, is in person. AMauctions.com is the website. Now, the auction is also online Thursday night and Friday night at 5:03 p.m. at AMauctions.com with a timed online bidding service via what's called proxy bid. You get on there, you hit your bid, you know, the bid's up in front of you. This is how it works. The bid's in front of you, the current bid's in front of you. If you want to up your bid, you hit up your bid, you hit the button. It's immediately transmitted to the auctioneer. The auctioneer will say, We have 75, 75, 75. Now we have 80, $80, 80, I'm going to give you 85, you know, that type of thing. It's immediate, and it's to the direct attention. There's no delay, right to the attention of the auctioneer, and that's how people win their bids online, through these bidding services. And this one's called Proxy Bid, P-R-O-X-I-B-I-D. On the auction block on Friday night, a great selection of firearms, antique and modern rifles, shotguns, and handguns, and more at AM Auctions. At amauctions.com is where you find it. You can preview Monday, this coming Monday, January 22nd, from 4 to 7, or next Friday, right before the auction, the 26th, from 4 to 5 p.m. at the auction house. That's 8000 Esham Road in Parsonsburg, Maryland. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back after these messages.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
There you go. All right. Big wheels rolling. Dedicated to our friend, late friend, Stan the truck driving man. Babs Kniffen. All right. Got a question. Lee, we'll get to you in just 1 second. People put corn out for deer. This is an email. Is there a special kind? If you see this, could you say on the air briefly for all who put corn? Okay. The question is, should we feed corn? People use corn because it's a readily available bait. Deer eat agricultural crops from time to time. Not the best time of year in the winter to feed deer corn. And if you keep your corn feeders going year-round, you may be doing your deer more harm than good. Why? Well, a deer can die with a belly full of corn. How is this possible? A deer's digestive system changes several times a year. A deer's a ruminant, like a cow, has four chambers to its stomach. In the wintertime, their diet changes from, it goes from agriculture and mast crops to browse, okay? It goes to browse in the wintertime because they can handle the nipping the twigs and the buds off the trees and sustain themselves that way. Their whole, what word I'm looking for? Their whole, help me out. Metabolism is the word, changes during the winter time, the colder months. They go into survival mode. To continue to feed corn, they will eat it because it tastes good, but they can't digest it. And it could lead, a steady diet of corn could lead to a disease which is called malnutrition. The formal name is acidosis, where the deer can't digest the corn that it eats. So well-meaning people could be killing off their deer. It's not common, but it's possible. But let the deer browse on their own in the wintertime. I know guys bait deer all the way through the season to the end of January. I understand that. But if you really, really want to help your local deer in your area, let them browse. The well-meaning people that put corn out for deer and hay as well, same thing. So just a word of warning. There are people who sell deer corn as simply bagged shelled corn or cob corn. It doesn't matter what it is, just as long as it's clean, okay? I hope that answers your question, Tom. Here we go. Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm
What's
good.
That?
It was good to hear your caller previous about the hunt, an organized hunt to take deer out of an overpopulated area. And he said he got three deer, right?
Yes.
Well, Alan, look at it this way. A lot of these, including where I live, and Oregon Ridge, and a lot of these parks, they pay sharpshooters to come in. 10 years ago, it was $100 per deer.
At least.
Their fee. At least, Alan.
I know
so,
it.
Thank that gentleman. He saved us well over $300.
Yeah, he did.
I'm having to have sharpshooters like they've done in my area. But it's a blessing. Yeah, it's great that we have these organized hunts. I know there's a lot of politics behind it. It's a shame. I went to some meetings at Lock Raven High School, and it was amazing. I felt like I was a needle in a haystack listening to all the antis and the crybabies. It was unbelievable.
Oh, do you remember? You remember when they opened up? Was it McKee Bescher down in Montgomery County when they opened that up to bow hunting? Years and years ago, they opened up McKee Bescher's, and there were animal activists on one side of the road and pro hunting people on the other side of the road. I don't know if you remember this or not. A buddy of mine was on the hunting side of the road, and the antis were yelling, "Hunting and killing is a sexual experience." And my buddy yells back, "How do you know?"
Right.
It was wonderful.
All I remember was a mother, the one at Lock Raven, a mother and a daughter. And I thought it was some soap opera. They're up there crying, and how can you, you know, murder?
Oh, yeah.
We were murderers. Enough of that. Talking about your other earlier ethics, I was in my woods. This is when I had more access, because now most of the access I have other than my own property is part of the park. And I went in the woods with, well, we all had permission, written permission.
Right, right.
And I got up to the stand, a high stand on a hillside, where I knew we had a tremendous amount of deer that were yarding up. They were yarded up, and I had two brothers down below me, and deer came down, and I shot three of them. Right,
right.
And they ran off down the hill. Well, these guys were probably about 150 yards below me. And then I hear them shoot.
Right.
I said, well, there's this is going to be fun, because I knew I had killed three of them. And I go down the hill, and it's all good. And he said, I could believe that I shot two of them running down from you, full tilt, and they dropped right in front of me. I fired right at them, and boom, they fell right down. I said, man, you guys are really, really good shots. Well, I'm hunting with a 12 gauge, my 870, and they're hunting with a 20 gauge.
Right.
And Alan, I had three deer to deal with. Instead of arguing with these guys over the other two, I killed three of them. I decided the one of them that I killed really dropped below me. It didn't go that far. I didn't run down to them.
Right.
But they were so, to this day, they are so proud about shooting these two deer on the run. And the ironic thing, I went and looked at the deer. You could see them.
It's oh, sure.
So obvious between a 20 gauge and a 12 gauge.
No question.
But I let them have their thrill, and you know, they're no scope, smooth bore.
Yeah.
You know, grandpa's old shotgun. Always got entertainment when these guys are in the woods, because they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. But, that was something about the ethics. That wasn't even an ethics issue. I didn't want to deal with having to drag those other two deer up the hill.
Yep. Well, you know, congratulations, fellas. You know, have fun. And, yeah. And you walked between the blood trails back to your stand. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
No, I get it. I didn't have to even go that far, but
yeah,
I had a couple other ones like that, and, I've had you were talking about antis. I had one stop shooting my deers, lady yelling at me off a deck or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was great, because eventually, I think I may have told that story in the past, but eventually the it got to be so bad that I had the Department of Natural officer wrote her a ticket for hunter harassment.
Hunter harassment, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because she was yelling at me during a, you know, organized a hunt.
Yeah.
And any kind of disruption to a hunter is hunter harassment.
That's right.
Her yelling.
Exactly.
Yelling at this guy in a tree wearing an orange getup was
hunter harassment.
That was considered hunter harassment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Baltimore County is I don't follow a lot of what goes on. I think you're more on top of that.
Here's a question for you, Lee, and then I got to let you go. Okay.
Uh huh.
10% of the hunting licenses are sold in Baltimore County. Did you know that?
I had no idea, Alan.
10%. Baltimore County is one of three counties that does not offer any Sunday hunting in Maryland.
Nope.
Not that there's not enough land. Not that there's not enough hunters. Plenty of each. Plenty of demand for people to harvest deer.
But it is all
political, and it is all driven by the animal activist, and in particular, the Maryland Horse Council. Take a look at the business effort. Take a look at the business effort of your elected representatives in Baltimore County who kowtow to the horse community, and you will see why there's no hunting allowed in Baltimore County.
Alan, is there anything that we can do or I can, you know, is this an issue?
No Sunday hunting, excuse me.
They look at every year as far as when the regs come out, or is this just...
As far as Sunday hunting? No, Sunday hunting is prescribed by legislation. The way it's set up, and each jurisdiction has the option to opt out of Sunday hunting. And Baltimore County, Howard County, and Prince George's have always done it. We've made a little progress in Prince George's, Howard County not so much, Baltimore County probably never, even though 10% of the hunting licenses are purchased in Baltimore County. Until there's an election and something changes.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
There's the music, Lee. I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy. You have a great weekend, and folks, make sure that you get out, you stay safe. Take care of your family. Stay warm. That's the main thing. We'll see you next week.